Dobar dan, poštovani slušalci. Studija Radio Beograda 2 pozdravlja vas Tamara Maljković. Današnju emisiju Visine posvetit ćemo muzici 16. veka i stvaralaštvu jednog od najpoznatijih engleskih autora tog vremena, Johna Dowlanda. Pesme ili arije, kako su ih nazivali za glas i lautu, predstavljaju vrhunac duge tradicije u Engleskoj, gde su se takvi komadi s poštovanjem održavali tokom 16. veka. Najveći deo Dowlandovog doprinosa ovom bogatom repertoaru sastoji se od tri knjige objavljene jednostavno pod nazivima Prva, druga i treća knjiga pesama. Prva knjiga objavljena je 1597. godine i posvećena je Sir Georgeu Careyu, važnoj ličnosti na dvoru kraljice Elizabete I. U ovoj posveti 34-godišnji Dowland, koji je bio poznat mnogo više po svojim instrumentalnim kompozicijama, otkriva da nova knjiga pesama predstavlja pokušaj da istraži sve mogućnosti ljudskog glasa i lepote harmonija i boja koje nastaju kada glas peva uz pratnju laute, kao njegovog omiljenog instrumenta. U nastavku kompozitorovog predgovora saznajemo i da su mnoge pesme komponovane mnogo pre datuma objave, a da je autor zapravo čekao da bude, kako je sam rekao, dovoljno zreo da ih prikaže javnosti. Međutim, ispostavilo se da su autorovi strahovi oko toga kako će biti primljene njegove pesme bile potpuno neosnovane. Pesme iz prve knjige otkrivaju Dowlanda kao velikog majstora ovog žanra. Publikacija sadrži 21 pesmu, a s obzirom na to da je bio jedan od najvećih lautista svog vremena, najvažnija karakteristika svih njegovih pesama je bliska integracija vokalnih i instrumentalnih partova. Upravo je to ono što razlikuje Dowlandove pesme od ostvarenja u ovom žanru iz pera njegovih savremenika, koji su često bili zadovoljni time da instrument jednostavno prati glas. Iako su objavljene za solo glas uz pratnju laute, mnoge pesme se danas izvode i u verzijama za vokalni ansambl ili uz pratnju violine. Mi danas slušamo originalnu verziju za tenor i lautu, a izvođači su Nigel Rogers i Paul Odette.
Come away, come sweet love, the golden morning breaks, all the earth, all the air of love and pleasure speaks. Teach thine arms then to embrace, and sweet rosy lips to kiss, and mix our souls in mutual bliss. Eyes were made for beauty's grace, viewing, wooing love's long pain, procured by beauty's rude disdain. Come away, come sweet love, the golden morning wastes, while the sun from his spear his fiery arrows casts, making all the shadows fly, playing, staying in the grove to entertain the stealth of love. Thither, sweet love, let us hie, flying, dying in desire, winged with sweet hopes and heavy fire. Come away, come, sweet love, do not in vain adorn beauty's grace that should rise like to the naked morn. Lilies on the river's side and fair Cyprian flowers new blown desire no beauties but their own. Ornament is nurse of pride, pleasure, measure, love's delight. Haste then, sweet love, our wished flight. And close up.
By disdain grows cheerless, fear of love,
love the fear, beauty peerless, beauty peerless. Farewell, farewell, but yet or e'er I part, oh cruel, kiss me sweet, sweet my jewel. Farewell, farewell, but yet or e'er I part, oh cruel, kiss me sweet, kiss me sweet, sweet my jewel. Yet be thou mindful ever, heat from fire, fire from heat, none can sever, none can sever. Yet be thou mindful ever, heat from fire, fire from heat, none can sever, none can sever. Farewell, farewell, but yet or e'er I part, oh cruel, kiss me sweet, sweet my jewel. Farewell, farewell, but yet or e'er I part, oh cruel, kiss me sweet, kiss me sweet, sweet my jewel. If no delays can move thee, life shall die, death shall live, still to love thee, still to love thee. If no delays can move thee, life shall die, death shall live, still to love thee, still to love thee. Farewell, farewell, but yet or e'er I part, oh cruel, kiss me sweet, sweet my jewel. Farewell, farewell, but yet or e'er I part, oh cruel, kiss me sweet, sweet my jewel. If my complaints could pass beyond move, or make love see wherein I suffer wrong, my passions were enough to prove that my despair had governed me. Love, I live and die in thee, thy grief in my deep sigh still speaks, my wounds do freshly bleed in me, my heart for thine unkindness breaks. Yet thou dost hope when I despair, and when I hope thou makest me hope in vain. Thou sayest thou canst my heart repair, yet for redress thou lettest me still complain. Can love be rich and yet I want? Is love my judge and yet am I condemned? Thou plenty hast, yet need us scant. Thou made a god, and yet thy power contend. That idle live, it is thy power. That I desire, it is thy worth. If love doth make men's lives to sorrow,
let me not love nor live henceforth. Die shall my hopes, but not my faith, that you let all my fallen heroes be.
Which it made
make me fly, my state may now amend. If she esteem me now at earth, she will not grieve thy love henceforth, which sore despair hath proved. Despair proved now in me that love will not unconstant be. For long in vain I loved. If she at last reward thy love and all thy harms repair, thy happiness will sweeter prove, raised up from deep despair. And if that now thou welcome be, when thou with her dost meet, she all this while but play with thee, to make thy joy more sweet.
Down, 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 down I fall, but fine knacks for ladies, cheap choice, brave and new, good penny worths, but money cannot move. I keep a fair, but for the fair to view, a beggar may be liberal of love. Oh, my wares be trash, the heart is true, the heart is true, the heart is true. All my wares be trash, the heart is true, the heart is true, the heart is true. Great gifts are guiles, and look for gifts again. My trifles come as treasures from my mind. It is a precious jewel to be plain. Sometimes in shell the orient's pearls we find. Of others take a sheaf, of me a grain, of me a grain, of me a grain. Of others take a sheaf, of me a grain, of me a grain, of me a grain. Within this pack, pins, points, laces, and gloves, and divers toys fitting a country fair. But in my heart, where duty serves and loves, turtles and twins, courts brew a heavenly pair. Happy the heart that thinks of no removes, of no removes, of no removes. Happy the heart that thinks of no removes, of no removes, of no
fortune.
whose hope is God. Hark, you shadows that in darkness dwell, learn to contemn light. Shall I seek for grace? Shall I pray? Shall I prove? Shall I strive to a heavenly joy with an earthly love? Shall I think that a bleeding heart or a wounded eye or a sigh can ascend the clouds to attain so Shall I think that a bleeding heart or a wounded eye or a sigh can ascend the clouds to attain so high? Silly wretch, forsake these dreams of a vain desire. Oh, bethink what high regard holy hopes do require. Favor is as fair as things are, treasure is not bought. Favor is not won with words or the wish of a thought. Favor is as fair as things are, treasure is not bought. Favor is not won with words or the wish of a thought. Justice gives each man his own, though my love be just. Yet will not she pity my grief, therefore die I must. Silly heart, then yield to die, perish in despair. Witness yet how fain I die when I die for the fair. Silly heart, then yield to die, perish in despair. Witness yet how fain I die when I die for the
I saw my When Phoebus first did Daphne love, and no means might her favor move, he craved the cause, quoth she, is I have vowed virginity. Then in a rage he sware and said, past 15 none but one should live a maid. Then in a rage he sware and said, past 15 none but one should live a maid. If maidens then shall chance be spared, ere they can scarcely dress their head, yet pardon them, for they be loath to make good Phoebus break his oath. And better 'twere a child were born than that a god should be forsworn. And better 'twere a child were born than that a god should be forsworn. By this they get sweet mother's name, and are not barren which were blame. Besides by this procure they can the world a child, the prince a man. Now, Stoic, tell me if in this that anything be done amiss. Now, Stoic, tell me if in this that anything be done amiss. Say, love, if ever thou didst find a woman with a constant mind, none but one. And what should that rare mirror be? Some goddess or some queen is she? She, and only she, only queen of love and beauty. But could thy fiery poisoned dart at no time touch her spotless heart, nor come near? She is not subject to love's bow, her eye commands, her heart saith no, and only no, one no, another still not follow. How might I that fair wonder know that mocks desire with endless glow? See the moon that ever in one change doth grow, yet still the same, and she is so, and only so, from heaven her virtue she doth borrow. To her then yield thy shafts and bow that can command affection so. Love is free, so are her thoughts that vanquish thee. There is no queen of love but she, and only she, only queen of love and beauty. High on this fading is love without desire, heat still remaining, and yet no spark of fire. Thou art untrue, nor words with fancy moved, for desire hath power.
and thou dost now love. To heart consent in jail no counts prove. He'll go confess that love is without pleasure, and that women's bond is robbed of their treasure. He'll go confess that love is without pleasure, and that women's bond is robbed of their treasure. Truth is not placed in words and forced smiles. Love is not graced with that which still beguiles. Love all is like, he'll fire or give no fuel. So mayst thou prove kind, or at the least less cruel. Love all is like, he'll fire or give no fuel. So mayst thou prove kind, or at the least less cruel.
Rest to them, rest. Love, those beams that bring all day long, green and feel this burning. Love, I quench with floods, floods of tears, nightly tears and mourning. But alas, 'tis foolish fire in vain, the more I quench, the more I quench, the more that doth remain. But the last is full, is far in vain, the more I quench, the more I quench, the more that doth remain. I'll go to the woods and alone make my moan, oh cruel, for I am deceived and bereaved of my life, my jewel. Oh, but in the woods, though love be blind, he hath his spies, he hath his spies, my secret wants to find. Oh, but in the woods, though love be blind, he hath his spies, he hath his spies, my secret wants to find. Love, then I must yield through thy might, might and spite of since I see my wrongs, woe is me, cannot be redressed. Come at last, be friendly love to me, be friendly love to me, and let me not endure this misery. Come at last, be friendly love to me, be friendly love to me, and let me not endure this misery. Sweet, stay awhile. Why will you rise? The light you see comes from your eyes. The day breaks not, it is my heart to think that you and joys must die and perish in their infancy. Oh, stay, or else my joys, must die. And perish in their infancy.
Slušali smo pesme za tenor i lautu Johna Dowlanda u izvođenju tenora Nigela Rodgersa i lauti Ste pola Odeta, a vas iz studija Radio Beograda 2 pozdravlja Tamara Maljković.